It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq, joining along with Vishal. And of course, we are joining you for a very special preview episode of the big game this weekend. And Vishal, when we say big game, we have to qualify it with a couple of things because one of the teams involved is Manchester United. These days, everything involving Manchester United, sadly, is not automatically big billing.
Although
in
terms Tampa carries it more than possibly any other relevant newspapers up there.
Of course, if you love to watch train wrecks, you might want to tune in for this one. But joking aside, Vishal, this is the Jose Mourinho Memorial Derby in a sense, because this was a Chelsea team that was a Mourinho team barely three seasons ago, and it's pretty much shed all of its Mourinho-ness in the meantime. Meanwhile, the Mourinho-ness has crept into United's DNA quite a bit, and that mutation is not sitting too well with the team. So we'll begin right off the bat. Vishal, like you were saying, what's the best news for United before we move into this game on Saturday?
This made my day that Fellaini is going to be fit for the Chelsea game and he might start, so joy.
So effectively that's where we are at now, that
yep.
Moritz Fellaini's fitness news. Or, I mean, I was reading a headline which said fitness concerns for Fellaini. This was day before, I think. And I was thinking that imagine where United are at, where they have to have fitness concerns over the availability.
Exactly.
Of all people, Fellaini. But Vishal, this comes at an interesting point in the campaign, primarily because despite a very subpar performance at Old Trafford, United escaped from jail with a 3-2 win over Newcastle before the break happened. Chelsea, of course, are in red-hot form. Chelsea fans I have spoken to are of the opinion that they have to boss United in this game to really make a point, because they cannot allow to cede any ground. As a United fan, how do you see this shaping up given these conditions?
Chelsea be looking to boss this game, but if you really look at Sarri, the manager, I think the one thing that he's firmly come back to put this team is back onto earth in terms of how they play, and I don't think he looks to boss games, I don't think he looks to dominate teams, I think he looks to drive the best possible result in a best possible situation. So he's going to definitely pay respect to the United squad that is on paper a very good squad, so you will not see you will definitely not see Chelsea trying to come and say that, it's not going to be a who's your daddy situation. It's definitely not going to be that. And if Chelsea are looking to consolidate it, it definitely should be a Sarri-like approach where it's going to be effective and the best possible outcome to really win this game. So if Chelsea are going to try to prove a point, it might not end too well for them, because then they're going to try too hard. And at this point in time, with the form that they have, with the type of football that they have, with the players that they have, they really don't need to try too hard to really win this game. They just need to stick to style of football that they're currently playing. So for the start of this, this is actually a situation where this is actually Chelsea's game to lose. So I think the Chelsea fans might be a little off in terms of how they think of approaching the game. From a United point of view, like you said, yes, definitely escaped jail against Newcastle, but you need to understand that if you go to 2-0 down against a Chelsea squad, you go into a dungeon, you don't go into jail. So climbing out of that is going to be far more difficult, because let's be honest, Newcastle, as great as a manager Rafa Benitez, just don't have the same players that Chelsea do, and even with David Luiz on their side, they still are going to be better than most teams who have a 2-0 lead, and United are pretty much it's not going to be too easy for United to climb out of that one. And more importantly, we all know Mourinho in big games, big away games, he sets up to not lose, where he looks to create that one chance and score that one goal and sit back and defend, and which is the biggest news of the weekend is the fact that Fellaini slipped, where you can pretty much already see him put him in the middle of the park and try to win that one header. And so it's going to be one of those tactical games where it's about how Sarri can break down United in terms of first, can United keep Sarri and his men out, because this is not the same style of football that that Conte played against Mourinho, and two, this is a style of football that actually can threaten United. If they sit back and let Chelsea pass the ball, Chelsea will pass through them and Chelsea will score past the current United defence, and it's not going to be too hard, difficult for the Chelsea team. So it's going to be a pure attack versus possession game, so we'll have to see how this goes.
All right, and interestingly, like you said, Mourinho generally in big games sets up not to lose. It would not be the first time that he would be setting up not to lose at Stamford Bridge. The only difference might be that he has been doing that when he was on the home team a few times. But, I mean, that effectively is Jose Mourinho for you. So this will be the clash that we'll be looking out for, and of course we'll be bringing you a full episode that wraps up all the action. We'll be breaking down this game as well, no matter which way it goes. Okay, that's all the time we have for this special mini episode. In the meantime, you can follow us on Sense Soccer on Twitter or on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. That's all we have time for in this short and quick episode. Hopefully the game will be a little more long drawn out than that. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal. See you guys next time.
See you guys.